Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. I have read many books that suggest ways to discover the purpose of my life. All of them could be classified as self-help books because they approach the subject from a self-centered viewpoint. Self-help books, even Christian ones, usually offer the same predictable steps to finding your life purpose. Consider your dreams, clarify your values, set some goals, figure out what you're good at, aim high, go for it, be disciplined, believe that you can achieve your goals, involve others, never give up. Now, of course, these recommendations often lead to great success. You can usually succeed at reaching a goal if you put your mind to it. But being successful and fulfilling your life's purpose are not at all the same issue. You could reach all your personal goals, becoming a raving success by the world's standard, and still miss the purposes for which God created you. You need more than self-help advice. The Bible says, self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. This is not a self-help book. It's not about finding the right career, achieving your dreams, or planning your life. It's not about how to cram more activities into an overloaded schedule. Actually, it will teach you how to do less in life by focusing on what matters most. It's all about becoming